for curb appeal that lasts, shop Labor Day Extra Big Deals at Lowe's. For a limited time, get 50% off all Holland pavers. Plus, save $110 on the Ego Power Plus 56-volt, 2.5-amp-hour blower trimmer combo kit. Now just $249. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's. In-store and online. Valid through 9/7. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. Holland pavers offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
BetMGM, official partner of Major League Baseball, is bringing the heat all season long. Step up to the plate all season with Swing for the Fences, the free-to-play game where every swing could score you rewards. We're talking parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, same-game parlay boosts, and even bonus spins all season long. And the action doesn't stop there. Get more out of every at-bat with MLB same-game parlay boost. Stack your picks and boost your potential payout. Plus, lock in bigger value with MLB odds boost tokens and MLB parlay boost tokens all season long. More boost, more swings, more chances to win. Download the BetMGM app and step up to the plate today. MLB trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards pay back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Who says Halloween only lasts one day? With Wayfair, one night of Halloween becomes a whole season at home. From larger-than-life yard decor and moody lighting to festive accents for every room in the house, Wayfair has what you need to make Halloween feel like magic all in one place. Because the best Halloween memories aren't made in just one night. They're made all season long. Shop Halloween decor now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Midnight! Straight up here on The Fan in New York City, Tommy Lugauer.
Can you climb a tree?
No! Why would I? What? No! Of course not! Exactly.
Swim?
Oh, shut up already. Rosenberg offering me a lemon Oreo in the break. And you know I'm a huge Oreo fan. It's right up there as far as inventions with Sydney Sweeney and air that I breathe. I love me some Oreos. I love double stuff Oreos. To the point where my wife one time said, single stuff Oreos are enough. And I said, how dare you? Who gave you any power, any right to determine how much stuff is enough? If I want to double stuff my Oreos, then I will double stuff my Oreos. Because I love the cream that's in the middle of the Oreos. I love to dunk it in milk, the Oreo. I love to break it apart. I love to put it in ice cream. I love the Oreo cookie. But when Rosenberg asked me to try a lemon Oreo, I have no interest. Not that I doubt the Oreo people. It's more the fact that I don't like lemon. I don't like lemon flavor. I don't like lemon pepper wings. I'm just not a lemon flavor guy. I like lime, but I don't like lemon. And I also don't like the idea of lemon in a dessert. That just doesn't really do it for me.
Oh, that's crazy. Lemon in dessert is one of the best citrus flavors you can have.
I don't want citrus flavors. But I don't want citrus
flavors. You can have in a dessert.
But I don't want. Dessert to
me
is chocolate. It's caramel.
I've recently tried the lemon birthday cake thing at Cold Stone. It is out of this world good.
Ice cream
so
flavor.
Good.
Yeah. I just don't like the taste of lemon. Like lemon pepper wings, that's
and
like
frankly,
the one flavor I don't like.
If you like lemon, you can call it 888-808-1019. And you can yell at Tommy for not liking lemons.
I think
specifically in desserts.
I think I'm on the right side of history here. I'm just not a big citrus fruit guy in
lemon
dessert.
Lemon sorbet? Lemon ice? Nothing.
Nah, doesn't do it for me. Doesn't do it for me.
Well, lemon box pie?
No. I like chocolate. I like ice cream. Those are the type of desserts.
Ice cream isn't a flavor.
Cannoli. I'm just saying when it comes to desserts, I don't like the accompaniment of fruit when it comes to dessert. Whether it's flavor, whether it's...
Strawberry shortcake? Apple pie?
Nope. Apple pie's okay with some
it's
ice
fruit.
Cream. Yeah, but it's also with... the crust, you know what I mean? You turn it into a dessert.
Yes, there's other things besides, you're not
correct.
Just having an apple.
Cinnamon and things that are more in the dessert range. Like when I think of lemon, I think of a snack, something that would cool me off on a hot day, maybe a lemonade, so to speak. Throw a little lemon in a cup of water. That I want lemon for. I don't want lemons in my Oreo. I don't want lemons on my wings. I don't want lemons near my dessert. That's all.
It's just a bizarre take to
it's
have.
It's not a bizarre take to
and
have.
And you're wrong.
I'm not one
to say an opinion of someone is wrong.
Well, you just did.
The opinion you have right now is wrong. And I'm going to make a call to Jeff Probst, see if I can get you on Survivor.
I'm not going on that show. I'm telling you, I don't even like the idea of camping in a really nice campground. The last thing I'm going to do is go on a deserted island and hang out with 12...
It's not deserted. It's Fiji. They've been there for years.
Who?
The survivor, they go to the same place every single year.
When they leave the island, are there people on it?
Yes. People live there.
So then how is it Survivor? Couldn't they just go stay in somebody's house?
Because you're on a remote part of the island.
Couldn't they just go to the hotel then?
You're on a remote part of the island.
What do you mean a remote part of the island? But could they,
you're in a
on
beach.
Foot, can they get to a place where they are not in Survivor mode? Could they go to someone's house if they had to?
I don't know if they had houses on that island.
What do you mean there are houses? On that specific
island? Or some
places where there's people living.
Yes, I'm sure like Jeff stays in a nice place. The camera crew,
I'm sure.
Of course
they do, but I'm saying the Survivor
contestants. When you lose in Survivor, they used to go to a place called Ponderosa, which was like a very nice bougie
hotel. I'm
not
sure why we need the history lesson here, but I really don't. But I don't know how we got off on a tangent here. The bottom line is I don't want any of your lemon Oreos. I'm sure they're delicious for those that enjoy a lemon, and I love me some Oreos.
888-808-1019 right. If you want to tell Tommy how good lemon Oreos are.
You have no authority to give the phone number out. Zero. Absolutely zero. And I don't want anything to do with your lemon desserts or your lemon pepper chicken or anything really in the lemon family that is not lemonade or a nice little lemon in a cold glass of water.
Have you ever just had a lemon?
No.
I have before. Not bad.
Okay, couple things. Why did you do this? And when you were doing it, did you realize you were the first person in history to do it?
No,
because there's
no
reason you would ever be sitting there in life. And we get it. You don't have one. But when you are sitting there thinking, I would like to do something with my time today, and you decided, I'm going to take this lemon and eat it.
Well, people eat lemons.
No, people don't eat lemons.
Well,
you love to do these blanket statements that are vague.
Them.
People do this.
You
give me an example.
Them. You
give me an example of someone in your life that has eaten a lemon.
Me.
Right, that's just you, though, not people. You.
Me.
Again, much like before when you use the word we around here saying you are a trustworthy guy. When
I
you're
am.
Not.
I'm the glue.
No, you're not. You spilled coffee and all over the equipment, and then the only reason you own up to it is because the...
No, I admitted it myself for the third time. I admitted it myself to engineering. I did
to
not
turn yourself
leak
into
what happened.
A self-righteous martyr in the sense that, look, I'm the only person that works here that would admit to spilling
Absolutely
coffee.
Absolutely I am.
No, but how do you know that? But that's the only reason
there
you admit it.
There was a piece of chicken parm underneath here. Come on.
That's probably left by Dolph, I would have to guess, before he retired. I don't know what to tell you. But I get it. Some people have to eat. It's a long shift. But you really should put a cover on your coffee next time. And don't only own up to something so that you can pat yourself on the back like you're Barry Horowitz.
I'm not patting
myself
on the back.
That's what you're doing.
No, I want to get the truth out there. I'm a truth teller.
Yeah, you're a truth teller. Don't you have to leave? I'm sick of looking at you, really. I haven't missed you one iota with this lemon Oreo stuff. And I love Oreos, but I have no interest in lemon in that dessert, that's for sure. 888-808-1019. Where was I? Yes, 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to call. Lot going on tonight. Oh, by the way, I wanted to throw this stat out there. The Yankees, they lost tonight, 1-run game, 3-2. They are now 3-9 in 1-run games. You know who else is 3-9 in 1-run games? The Mets. So the Mets and Yankees, as they get ready for the Subway Series coming up this weekend, they both are 3-9 in 1-run games. So if it is a 1-run game this weekend, in any of the games, something certainly has to give. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Bob is in Bayside. What's up, Bob?
Tommy, you're killing us with this talk about coffee and Survivor and lemons and Oreos. Let's get back to sports, all right?
I didn't get back to coffee. Did I tell you about the Euphoria I was watching the other day with Sydney Sweeney? Did I mention that? But
yes.
I don't drink coffee anymore, Robert. I haven't touched coffee, caffeinated, decaf once in a while. But I don't really talk about coffee anymore. But if you would like to talk about sports or whatever's on your mind, that's
certainly
your
sports.
Let's get back to it.
All right.
By the way, Bob,
now,
did you hear the...
You're positive,
the
Tommy, but I'm positive, Bob.
Oh, you are.
I've been watching Yankee baseball before you were born.
That's not
and
true.
This thing
wait,
about...
What year was I born?
What did you say?
When was I born?
Well, I know one thing. I was watching Yankee
baseball. You were watching some Yankee games? I was born in 1954.
I was watching... let me put it to you this way. I saw Mickey Mantle's rookie year in 1951, all right?
Okay, so I was 3 years from then I was born. So you got me on that.
You were in your father and mother's mind at that point. Let me say one thing. All these Yankee fans were panicking off a couple of one-run losses. Mm-hmm. The Yankees have the best team in the American League. When Cole comes back, you know the old expression, pitching is 75% of baseball. And they have the best
pitching. I don't
think
I've ever heard that expression in my entire life. Now, you've been around longer than me. You've been watching baseball. I've been listening to this radio station, Bob, before I worked here, and I've been here for like 15 plus years, I've listened to a lot of callers through the years, and I've heard a lot of people say the same type of stuff that I've literally never heard. And I used to produce weekends here, and I don't think I've ever heard that phrase.
By the way, I have a couple of bones to pick with you about what you said last week.
What's with the bones?
You made a comment that Aaron Judge needs a ring. Listen, football and baseball are team games.
Okay.
Dan Marino is one of the best quarterbacks who ever lived, doesn't have a ring.
Mm-hmm.
Chuck Knoblauch, an average second baseman, has four rings. Don't give me this thing about rings.
That Robert Horry, look, we have a ring culture now, but don't you agree, though, Bob, if Aaron Judge doesn't win a ring, when you consider the team he played for, you don't think that will be a stain on his career and something that will follow him post-career? He's the best player, essentially, on the planet, or he's right in the conversation with the top two or three.
All right.
And he doesn't have a ring, and he played his entire career with the Yankees. You don't think that will follow him around?
I'll give you a minor stain. I have a Mets question for you. I didn't follow the Mets acquisitions over the offseason.
Mm-hmm.
Did the Mets make an offer for Bellinger?
They were interested, for sure.
Did they make an offer?
I don't remember if they made an official offer, but the whole thing with Bellinger is it just seemed like he and the Yankees were destined to reunite and him to re-sign. So I think they were only seriously considering stuff from the Yankees. But
my last comment about Soto.
Yes, whenever you're ready.
With that money, with that money that they would have paid Soto, they signed Bellinger, they signed Max Fried, and they signed Goldschmidt.
Talking about the pivot from a couple years ago, Plan B.
No, I'm talking about 1 year ago.
Yeah, when Soto left,
money went to Bellinger.
Yeah. Yeah.
Max Fried,
right,
and I think that was a good thing for the Yankees.
Okay, but I mean, they didn't make it to the World Series, though. But they made it to the World Series with Soto, and then the year after that, when they made all these acquisitions, they lost in the divisional round. So wouldn't you have to, in theory, make it to the World Series and win it for it to be a better offseason, a better, you know, allocation of money?
Well, I still think that every Yankee fan would rather have Bellinger, Max Fried, and Goldschmidt rather than Soto.
Well, that remains to be seen. I don't think you speak for every Yankee fan, because I know some Yankee fans that come up to me, and they don't want, I'm sure they don't want this out there, but they say it to me in confidence, that they miss Juan Soto. And how could you not? He's a generational talent. And he's right there with the best players in baseball. You seem like a nice fellow, Robert, but I've literally never heard the expression baseball is 75% pitching. I've heard the planet is 75% water. So maybe you were conflating that with the baseball 75% pitching. And I have heard...
For curb appeal that lasts, shop Labor Day Extra Big Deals at Lowe's. For a limited time, get 50% off all Holland pavers. Plus, save $110 on the Ego Power Plus 56-volt 2.5-amp-hour blower trimmer combo kit. Now just $249. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's. In-store and online. Valid through 9/7. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. Holland pavers offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Fall is a vibe. So, what's yours? Do you go wild or get a little nostalgic? Do you like to cozy up indoors or kick it outdoors? Whatever you fall for, get shoes that get you. We've got the trend. You bring the vibes. DSW, let us surprise you.
You know, recommendations can be great. Maybe someone recommended this podcast and here you are, but home projects are different. If a podcast isn't your thing, you lose a few minutes. If you hire your cousin's neighbor to mount your TV, you might end up with a lopsided screen and wall damage. Maybe I Know a Guy just isn't enough for your home. That's why Thumbtack works. It matches you with top-rated local pros with photos, reviews, and credentials all in one place. For your next home project, try Thumbtack. Hire the right pro today.
Who says Halloween only lasts one day? With Wayfair, one night of Halloween becomes a whole season at home. From larger-than-life yard decor and moody lighting to festive accents for every room in the house, Wayfair has what you need to make Halloween feel like magic all in one place. Because the best Halloween memories aren't made in just one night. They're made all season long. Shop Halloween decor now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Connie Mack said it?
I did some research.
Well, now you see. So that's one of those ones where by you doing research, you really hurt the show more than you helped the show, because 95% of our audience probably figured that that phrase was never said and that Bob was just kind of talking out of his rear end. But the fact that you said that this Connie Mack fella said that, it now gives Bob some credibility and it makes me look like a doubter. But I got to be honest with you. I've worked the weekends here. We've sat here for long hours with Summers. Nobody in the history of this radio station, to my recollection, have ever called and said, boy, you know, it's like that old Connie Mack line, 75% of baseball is pitching. I did Ed Randall's show for years talking baseball. I never heard him or any of his guests reference that.
I didn't hear that either.
Hear anything. You're half asleep back there.
I'm very awake right
you're,
now.
You're practically a half, no, you're...
I got to go do the loopy. I got to go.
Okay. Whatever you do in your private time, whatever loopy is, that's on you. You know, whatever kind of relationship you have with your girlfriend is fine. I don't care. I don't want to know. But a loopy sounds, you know, it sounds like something that you should probably not say that you're getting on the radio. But that's you decided to say it, not me. Whatever this loopy thing is, have fun. Hopefully it doesn't cost you that much. And then go about it, you know, as you leave with your Oreos and other things that are not yours, that belong to the radio station. Ada, I don't want one. Do not come in here. I don't want a lemon Oreo. I don't want... You owe me these... You're supposed to get me these brownies for months. Tomorrow. How many tomorrows are there? You've been telling me tomorrow for 3 months. I want my brownie. Now I got to smell this lemon. I don't like the smell of lemon. It's going in the garbage. Either come get it or it's going in the garbage. Sean is in Old Bridge. What's up, Sean?
What's good, Loogie?
What's happening, brother?
I'm doing all right. I gotta say, I keep on saying this. You both are a comedic duo, day in, day out. It's true.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
So, I gotta talk about the game. I don't know what the slump is going on. It's like, I thought the game today, I thought they had a chance at both no-hitter. And then they had to score. I'm like, oh boy, then it's gonna shut out the no-hitter. And then the next thing, they score again, and then it's like broke their chance. What I'm wondering is, and they lost their motivation or their confidence.
Yeah, I think when it comes to last night's game, Sean, obviously Weathers was dealing. He had a no-hitter, but the Yankees had multiple opportunities. Guy on second, less than two outs. They had an opportunity to move him over, get him to third base, and then ultimately get him in. They were unable to do that in both of those situations, tack on some runs, get it to four runs, where I think the way Weathers was pitching, even with the bullpen not doing well and you were shorthanded in the bullpen, that would have been enough to win that game. And when the Yankees were rolling this year, one of the things they did was tack on runs, because they haven't. I gave you the stat, and they're right there with the Mets. You know, they're 3-9 in one run games. That is not a statistic that you want to have attached to your baseball team. In fact, the three worst teams in one run games record wise, two of them obviously won. The Mets, they have struggled this year. The Blue Jays, they've struggled. The Yankees have a great record, and the reason they have that is because they have these type of games where they bully teams, they tack on runs, they win 8-1. They weren't able to do that tonight. They gave up the three-run home run and then went quietly into the night. And guys like Jazz and guys like Grisham, guys like Wells, they're just not hitting. And you can't have essentially a third or even a half of your lineup not producing, Shawnee. Otherwise, you're going to have losing streaks like the one that they're on.
Yeah, and I agree. You got to have like players that need to produce. And then like the ones that are not producing, you got to have them calm down and then look at game film and see what the problem is like that they're like struggling at and see.
Well, Jazz, I think, is pressing right now. I think Jazz Chisholm, he's in a contract year. I'm sure he'd love to stay in New York, not only to play for the Yankees in terms of the success, but also to live in New York City, to be a baseball player in New York City. There's a lot that comes with that, a lot of great things that come with that. And I'm sure he's putting a ton of pressure on himself. He opened up the can of worms before the year saying he was going to be a 50-50 guy or that was going to be his goal. He's going to obviously fall very short of that. When you couple that with the contract, Jazz Chisholm, to me, looks and feels like a player that is pressing and trying to do too much at the plate instead of simplifying it, and that's why he's batting almost under 200 for the season.
Yeah, I think that could be one of those things. It's just got to like bounce back and try not to like let it beat
let
you.
Let it snowball, too. You know, as Robert Sala used to say, you don't want to let it snowball. And the Yankees did a good job of this on the losing streak they had earlier in the year. They didn't allow it to just get completely out of control and snowball. And that's the situation that they are staring at right now. Four losses in a row. They got to get right here. And they have Warren on the mound. They got a couple more games in Baltimore. And then obviously they're coming over to Citi Field for the weekend. But before they could even think about the Mets, before they could even think about the Subway Series, because the Subway Series games, say what you want about it. Well, it means more to one fan base, whatever the case may be. Those games are electric. And I don't care what the records are going into the game, especially at this point in the season. It's one thing at the back end of the year. You know, they're playing in September. That's the second round. The early first round is always going to be electric. So that's a different animal. But these games, divisional games against the Orioles, who are not very good. But the Yankees let them hang around tonight. They weren't able to tack on runs. And Weathers, once the no-hitter was broken up, he lost a lot of his focus. He had that long at-bat with O'Neill, which he lost. He ended up walking him. He almost gave up a home run. And then he ultimately ended up walking him. And that led to the three-run homer, which ultimately led to the undoing of the Yankees. But there are things they have to fix. The bullpen is a problem. There are a lot of dead outs in this lineup, and they are 3-9 in one-run games. 3-9. Now, it's a credit to them, because the Mets are also 3-9 in one-run games, and we know what the Mets' record is, that the Yankees' record is so good, even though they are bad in one-run games. But you're not going to put up 10 runs in October. You're not going to beat teams by 12 runs. You're going to play one-run games. When you play the good teams, you're going to play one-run games, and you have to be able to execute offensively. Your bullpen has to execute. Your defense has to execute. It's not necessarily small ball, but it's just execution. And so far this year, in those spots, the Yankees have not done that. Luckily, they're built to hit a lot of home runs, and they've had great starting pitching, so they've been able to deflect this 3-9 in one games, and it hasn't hurt them, as their record is stellar. Now, they've given up the division lead to Tampa. I thought Tampa would be really good this year. I like their over, which was like 78.5 wins. They're cruising past that this year at this rate. I thought going back to the Trop would be a huge lift for them, because it is an advantage. That place is a dump, but it's their dump. And no team, perhaps in baseball in recent memory, does more with less. They're a spunky team. They give the Yankees a lot of problems, especially at the Trop. They put the ball in play. They have speed. They play defense. They do all the little things. They don't have the power. They don't have the muscle. They certainly don't have the bank account. But what they do have is a formula that has been, considering what their resources are, successful. And they do give the Yankees a lot of problems. And look, we all know what happened. And the head-to-head, obviously, Tampa, the one series this year, took care of the Yankees. Last year with Toronto, it ultimately, especially the head-to-head games, ultimately ended up being the difference in the division. And perhaps if the Yankees had home field advantage against the Blue Jays, it would have been the Yankees going to the World Series, not Toronto. That's how important the division is in winning it. And Aaron Boone teams, when they're at home, especially in October, they are great. So it is important. Now, it's only a game and a half deficit, but it was a lead for most of the year. And now it's a deficit. And Tampa continues to roll. So the Yankees want to keep them close. They don't want to allow this where it gets a little bit, because if they don't have great head-to-head success against Tampa this year, and Tampa wins the series, then all of a sudden you're spotting them in the game, and a tiebreaker would go in the favor of the Rays. So even though it's May, you know, every one of these games ultimately counts. You can't win them all. You're going to lose 60 of them in a great year. But 3-9 in one-run games, that is a record that has to turn around, and has to turn around fast. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Sam and Clifton here on After Hours. What's up, Sammy?
What's going on, Cookie?
Hey, what's up?
So I want to tell you that you always say you're a acquired taste,
And I agree with that, and it took a while, but we're here finally.
Well, I appreciate that. I certainly am an acquired taste. I'm glad that you had, Sam, the patience to give it time, because that's all I ask for the audience. Look, you can't make a first impression two or three times. I totally understand that. And I'm not for everybody. I am an acquired taste, though. I think if you give it time and you allow yourself to listen to me in long form, night in, night out, you'll understand what I bring to the table. And I hope ultimately you give me those chances and that you become a fan that listens every night. So I appreciate, number one, you doing it, Sam. And I even more appreciate it, you bringing it up. So thanks, bud.
Yeah, my pleasure. So now here's the problem with the Yankees. The run it back Yankees are not working. They should have been gotten a bullpen piece. Their bullpen is sucks. And we have another problem, which is that their lineup is not a lineup that could produce for a full season. We saw this last year, and I'm really mad.
Yeah, look, Sam, I get that. I understand that. The running back stuff, you knew it was shelved for a couple of weeks because they got off to the hot start. And that's what sports in any situation, good and bad. When you're winning, all of that type of stuff goes away. When you start to lose, it all comes back to the surface. Think about where the Mets are at. There are plenty of Met fans that went into this season, myself included, that were happy with the moves that were made in the offseason. Now, certainly Pete Alonso no longer being a Met, that was upsetting. Diaz, although he ultimately ended up getting hurt, yeah, you can't replace the best closer in baseball. I'm not going to suggest that you can. There is no other Edwin Diaz. But considering those situations, the players that were brought in, I was happy with. And I, along with other Met fans, thought they were going to have a great year and get off to a great start and do great things, win 90 games, win a division. If the Mets had gotten off to that start, the people that were upset about the offseason wouldn't be saying anything because they don't have a leg to stand on. But those that were upset about it, they could look at the start of this year and now they can really get out full force and say, see, I told you. And then other people that were positive join the bandwagon and then you get the mob basically coming after the Mets. And based on their record right now, I'm not stopping you. I understand that. They got to start winning games. They did have a winning record on their road trip. Now they got to look to winning games on this homestand and having a winning record and piecing that together, but they dug themselves a hole and it's going to take time to dig themselves out of that hole. Okay, that's the Mets. The Yankees, same thing in the sense there were Yankee fans, because I had conversations with a lot of you in the offseason. There were Yankee fans that agreed with me that running it back was a mistake. There were Yankee fans that disagreed with me. Well, the disagreed ones, Yankee fans, I've heard from over the last couple of weeks saying, see, Luke, I told you, you were wrong. And what I said was, okay, first round goes to you. First month and change goes to you. So far, you're right. So far. Much like with the Mets stuff. So far, if you were unhappy with the offseason, you would be right. But it's a long baseball season. There are 5 months left, 4.5 in the regular season. And we know with the Yankees, especially the run it back. Look, I sat here and said, the Yankees shouldn't have ran it back. I think that was a mistake. But at no point did I say, they're going to finish in last place. So I knew that they were going to get to October. So the running it back part was more about the postseason than it was anything they were going to do in the regular season. Because in some ways, I think they're built for the regular season. They're built to bully. They're built to hit a lot of home runs. They're built to smash teams. They're built to go on these 9-game winning streaks when they have teams that are just struggling mightily stroll into their building. And they, you know, it's 95 degrees outside, and before you look up, it's 12-2. And then you couple that with the starting pitching, which has been excellent. That has created this first month and change for the Yankees that has been quite impressive. Okay. But now, at times, when the rubber meets the road and it's one-run games, they're 3-9, we'll see how they do when it gets to October. That's all. And then ultimately, I'll be right or you'll be right. And those that agreed with me will join in saying, you know, Luga, you were right on that. They shouldn't have ran it back. Now, the only thing, and we'll see how it goes, but the American League has not exactly shown that they are going to have a lot of prolific teams at this rate. Seattle hasn't gotten it going. Detroit hasn't gotten it going, and Scooble's going to be out for months, so that's not exactly great news for them. Tampa's been unbelievable, but the rest of the AL East stinks outside, obviously, the Yankees and Rays. The rest of it is horrible, and I don't know if any of those teams are going to wake up. The Central is an embarrassment, and you're not exactly inspired by the teams out West. Seattle feels like the team that can ultimately get there and win 90-plus games and win that division going away. That was my thought going into the year. I'm not giving up on that. I think, I keep wanting to call them. I don't know what to call them, but I'm going to say the former Oakland, current Sacramento, future Vegas A's. They do have a lot of talent, and their pitching is pretty impressive. Are they ready for prime time, though? That's the major question. Seattle, at least, has been there. They've been to the ALCS, so they have experience. We'll ultimately see if the A's, when it gets to October, if they get there, if they're able to handle the bright lights. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It's After Hours, Loogie here in the late night. Chris is in Glen Cove. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Tommy. How you doing today?
What's happening?
Not much. I just heard you get a first time calling, by the way. I'm a big fan of yours. Love what you're doing.
Thank you.
Keep going strong.
Thank you.
I just wanted to call in. I'm a humongous sports fan, Mets fan as well. But this has nothing to do with sports, though. I heard you guys talking about Oreos.
Yeah.
And my cousin is a massive, massive Oreo fan. Like, this is ridiculous. But He has tried 71 different Oreos.
I didn't even know there was 71 different Oreos. I thought there was like four or five.
There's 71 of them. And I got his full list here. He has lemon ranked as five.
Top five out of 71. Wow. So what is his top?
Would you like to hear?
Top five, I'd love to hear, for sure.
Sure. Do you have any guesses?
Well, I'm just going to go on the ones that I love. I am an enormous Double Stuff Oreo fan. I feel like I'm on Family Feud. It's like Family Feud. Show me Double Stuffed. All right, so two Double Stuff comes in at two. I'm going to say that he's for the classic, so I'm going to say the regular Oreo is in the top five.
That's a great question. It's a long list. I got to look for that. It's not in the top five.
Okay. No, so it's not in the top five. I'm cheating now.
Crazy ones.
There's some crazy. I'm going to look at some. I'm just looking online here to see if there's some like nut ones. Is there a s'mores flavored Oreo?
There's multiple variations of the s'mores. The Post Malone, for example, is like a salted caramel and shortbread one.
Okay.
S'more, that's like number 11.
Gotcha.
So s'mores is, s'mores is somewhere on there, but not.
How about the golden Oreo?
Oh, the Golden Oreo. He loves the Golden Oreo. The Golden Oreo birthday cake is six, so honorable mention. But Oreo is not in the top
five. How about the Oreo fudge covered chocolate Oreo?
Okay, close enough. He has white chocolate covered fudge as the number one Oreo.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
I don't know if I've... I gotta
if you
look
haven't
that one
had,
up.
It's worth it.
You know what?
Yeah.
Chris, this is an enlightening conversation, not only to me and the rest of our audience. I love Oreos. I've loved Oreos since I was a little kid. I was under the impression there were only a couple of Oreos. You are opening up a brand new world to me of flavors, because I thought there was only like four or five Oreos.
Would you like to hear the bottom four? Because they're going to blow your mind.
Yeah, and I'd imagine a lot of these are limited time offer ones that you don't see at the store now these days. But maybe they come back. Yeah, let's hear the bottom four. Go ahead.
Okay, the bottom four, these are all from Thanksgiving special. There was a Thanksgiving special release.
Okay.
So, sure enough, he got them all because he's
committed to the bit.
He loves it. He's a big foodie. So, number 68 out of 71 is turkey and stuffing flavored fudge covered Oreo. That existed.
Yeah, that number doesn't sound good at all. You know what I mean? Like, that just sounds like square peg round hole. So, I'm not surprised that that's bottom of the list.
Spoiler, these are all from Thanksgiving. So 69, surprisingly, is caramel apple, which should sound better than it is, but apparently it wasn't.
Great 70 number,
was sweet.
There. Yep.
True, very true.
Yep.
70 is sweet potato, which, again, could be maybe good, maybe not. But
To me, you give me sweet potato with marshmallows on it at Thanksgiving, I could just have that for four straight hours and then incorporate it to an Oreo flavor. For me, I would think that would work, but I trust his palate. So that's at the bottom of the list.
Yeah,
well.
Yeah, he's a pro. He's a consummate professional.
Yes.
Yeah. And then 71, the worst flavor of all time. This is probably my least favorite food, like bottom five food of all time. They put it in an Oreo somehow with no idea how. But 71 out of 71 is the creamed corn flavor Oreo.
Yeah. Chris, I appreciate the call, bud. I appreciate all the kind words and all the information there. Yeah, look, sometimes you fly too close to the sun on wings of pastrami. The only one there that sounded like it could be a winner for me, like I said, was the sweet potatoes, especially if it's marshmallow, I should say. But yeah, Thanksgiving versions of Oreos already sound like they probably weren't going to be good. And like I said, I trust his palate. I trust him as a connoisseur of Oreos. I didn't realize this, though. Now, limited time offers, so maybe I just missed it. Because I stick to the... I got to be honest with you. Until a couple years ago, I didn't realize there was a golden Oreo. I always thought it was double stuffed, the original, whatever you want to call it, and then maybe one with some peanut butter in it through the years I've seen it. But I love me some double stuff. Or the regular one with some milk. I don't need to get... I'm not a fancy guy. I could stick within the lines for sure. But 71, I'd love to get the full list. If you're listening and you're on Twitter or social media, Chris, send me the full list if you have it in a screenshot. We won't do it tonight, but we'll read it on the full list on the air one day in February. Because that's fascinating to me. 71, we couldn't go through it all in one phone call. But if you're on social media, at Tommy Lugauer, Lugauer, send it to me on Twitter or Instagram. Tommy in the Mix is my Instagram. You'll find me. Just type my name in. But 71 Oreo flavors through the years. And the problem is when you go outside the lines, you can't, to me, what makes the Oreo is great, but the combination of the Oreo and milk is what makes it even better. When you start messing around with the flavors, you kind of take milk out of the conversation. You're not going to dunk an Oreo that is flavored in turkey and dressing and stuffing into milk. So when you lose the milk part of it, if it's one I can't dip into milk because it doesn't go hand in hand with milk, and a lot of things do, especially when it comes to like a cookie, that's where you would take me out of it because I don't always go milk with the Oreo, but I just love it with that combination and also I crunch it up into vanilla ice cream. Whether you get that at Carvel or whatever, the Carvalanche or whatever the case may be. Or, you know, fast food place, those type of things where the Oreos are crunched up in the ice cream, they smush it all together, and voila. It is perpetuitous. Did I get it? I think I did. Perpetuitous. That's right. Thank you, Gary. Damn it! Damn it! All right, we'll get there. I thought I had that one. Okay. Well, we'll get there with the word, I promise. I promise I will use that word properly at some point on the air. You don't know when it's coming. It'll be an RKO out of nowhere. It will enter my brain, and as soon as it does, I will spit it out on the air. I've 0 for 2 at least in trying, but it's not like baseball. 0 for 3, it's not 3 strikes, you're out. It's not 0 for 4 and the game is over. Unlimited tries here, but I will get that word in a sentence after a long diatribe about something, and it'll be glorious. I promise. 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to join the conversation, 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to call into the show. We'll get back to your busy calls on the Knicks. On the schedule release, we already know who the Giants are playing in week one. We know the opponent. We know the location. We know the time. We'll find more about the Giants schedule and then the Jets full schedule. That will take place Thursday night, and I'll be on the air that night. Not for a full show, because we're going to air a schedule release show with Schmelk and Dottino, and that is coming up at 10 o'clock on Thursday, but we'll promote that as we go throughout the week. But I'll be on the air also as things are kind of coming through, and I'm sure it'll leak throughout the day and throughout the week because the NFL loves that. They want their product, even though there should be no reason we're talking football right now, but we are because the NFL are the kings of marketing their sport. Right in the middle of the basketball playoffs, the hockey playoffs, baseball season is underway, into month two. And we're talking football here and a schedule because we love the NFL and the NFL knows how to market their sport. And other teams, now look, not everybody can be the NFL. I've said this a million times. I hearken it to, if you're the most popular frat house on campus out of college. You could be a little more selective at the door. You could charge a cover and more because you're the most popular place. If you are a popular club in New York City, you can do things that places that aren't as popular can't do. The NFL is the most popular club. It's the most popular frat house. So they have control over everything. And if they want to essentially dedicate a week across the, not just the country anymore, the globe, think about how many international games there are, and we know they're adding more, including in the first week. So it's not just our country. It's this entire planet is going to be talking about the NFL schedule throughout the week. No other sport can touch that. So if that's on your mind, we'll get to that as well. The Mets are calling up A.J. Ewing. We will open up the conversation to the Mets in the final hour and 20 minutes here on After Hours. 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to call. Tommy Lugauer. Lugie in the Late Night here on The Fan.
Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Who says Halloween only lasts one day? With Wayfair, one night of Halloween becomes a whole season at home. From larger-than-life yard decor and moody lighting to festive accents for every room in the house, Wayfair has what you need to make Halloween feel like magic all in one place. Because the best Halloween memories aren't made in just one night. They're made all season long. Shop Halloween decor now at Wayfair.com. That's Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
1243 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer.
Inky.
It is After Hours here on The Fan. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. The Fan Focus. It is presented by Chef IQ. Cooking easy as 1, 2, 3. Discover how at chefiq.com. I am very excited to see what AJ Ewing brings to the table. You know, anytime a prospect, especially a top-rated prospect in your system, anytime that player gets called up to the big leagues, it represents hope. It represents excitement. It sends a jolt through the fan base. We saw it last week when the Yankees called up Spencer Jones, and now it's the Mets' turn by calling up A.J. Ewing. It just creates a tremendous amount of excitement. Because that's what prospects are. They are hope. Hope for the future. Hope for the present. Hope for A.J. Ewing to turn into that homegrown Met. Or in the case of Spencer Jones, that homegrown Yankee that you watch play baseball for 10, 15 years on your favorite team. That's what makes baseball so unique. That players go through the minor leagues. You hear about the player, and if you're big into watching minor league games or highlights, you really study that player. You know a lot about him. It's even extra special for those individuals. But But obviously, we've heard A.J. Ewing's name a lot. We know he's been tearing it up in the minors. And it was only a matter of time before Ewing got an opportunity in the big leagues. And with Carson Benj, who's been incredible as of late, not only in the field making spectacular catches, but also he's been red hot at the dish. Now we get to see A.J. Ewing and what he's all about to pair with Carson Benj. And I, for one, am very excited to see everything about A.J. Ewing's game and everything that he can bring to a baseball team, everything he can bring to the Mets in the present and the future. 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to call. Let's go to Stefan in Utica. What's up, Stefan?
Hey, Tommy. How are you?
I'm doing well, Stefan. Hopefully you are doing the same.
Well, I'm doing the same as well. I'm doing good. But I'm excited, but I disagree with the Mets calling up Ewing. There's got to be some veteran free agents out there that are looming around that could help the Mets before A.J. Ewing.
And well, they tried that with Tommy Pham. Now, obviously, he's a little bit too veteran vet because he's at the back end of his career. But Slater, Ibanez, even in the offseason when you bring in a Tauchman, you bring in a Melendez. So the Mets have gone down that route. Look, when you have a player like this, and look, David Stearns wants to flex his minor league players' muscles. He wants to show you, these are the guys that I have drafted, I've crafted, and this is going to be the present and future of this ball club. So you know Stearns wants to get Clifford up here. He wants to get Tong back up here. He wants to show the fan base exactly what he is put together here in the minors and what they are going to do as far as in the major leagues. But yeah, but they've also tried the vet route. So they've gone both directions. But I think at this point, much like they did with McLean, much like they did with Benj to start the season, now they're doing it with A.J. Ewing. And I think that's exciting. And I for one, and I appreciate the call, I rather see this, a young player, get this opportunity than, and I don't mean any disrespect by it, than some retread that's out there that has been on a million different teams. I'd rather see the future, and I think the future is now. And it took Benj a little bit of a while to get going, understandably, but now that he has been one of the most exciting parts of watching the Mets. And speaking of the Mets, first and foremost, Soto, Bichette, they have to start hitting. The way the lineup is constructed right now, and obviously A.J. Ewing, if he hits the ground running and he shows you what he's shown in the minors and he becomes a big part of this lineup, it will help. But when you have Lindor out, when you have Robert out, when you have Polanco out, three bats that were definitely counted on before the season started to be major contributors, especially Lindor. When those guys are not in your lineup, you can't have Soto and Bichette struggling the way they are. So those two absolutely need to wake up. Soto, you know, is going to. He's going to have a slump like he is. He's human. And as far as Bichette, much like with Jazz, who is just pressing and going through it, contract year, I'm sure he wants to stay on the Yankees, and that's why he's almost on the interstate in terms of batting average. I think you're seeing the same thing with Bichette. Because remember, there are opt-outs in his contract. So it's a three-year deal, but he can opt out if he has a big year. He's also in a new league, on a new team, one that which is struggling, especially to score runs. So this feels like somebody that is pressing or going through one of the worst slumps of his career at the absolute worst time. But I fully expect him being Bo Bichette, to get red hot as well. And this is where if Soto gets going here, hopefully sooner rather than later, same with Bichette, Ewing contributes, Benj contributes, and you get, look, you don't want to say all three are going to come back anytime soon, but at some point you get a Lindor back, you get a Polanco back, you get a Luis Robert Jr. back. Perhaps you trade for a bat. I've seen a bunch of names floated out there. A Christian Walker, a Trevor Story, you know, look at a team, do your own research, and I will as well here, because I do think the Mets are going to be buyers before they're sellers, despite the news we've heard about Peralta and the Cubs. Check out the bottom teams that aren't, especially ones that had high expectations. So don't look at teams like the Rockies. Look at teams like the Red Sox. Look at teams like the Astros. Those are your candidates for sellers. So look at those rosters and see if there are some players that can help the Mets, because the Mets rotation right now is pitching their asses off. And I feel confident with those guys on the mound. But the offense has still been unable to catch up consistently to what the pitching has been. If it does, or even halfway, when you have the rotation that the Mets have, like I said, you're throwing Peralta out there, you're throwing McLean out there, you're throwing Holmes out there, you're throwing Scott out there. You don't have to score 6 or 7 runs a game to win. They score 3 runs on Saturday, they would have had a even better road trip than they had. If they had won the game on Saturday against the Angels, if they had those 2 wins under their belt, we would be looking at the road trip a lot differently as an even more successful one, or in some ways successful. Look, they were over 500. They didn't have a losing road trip. It's a start. You chip away. I do love the direction of this rotation. And that's why I'm happy that a guy like A.J. Ewing is getting this opportunity, because this offense needs a jolt. They need a spark. I've been saying it for a while now, but they do. And with the injured players looking like they're going to be out for a little bit longer, then you have to start looking internally, or, which they have, calling a player up, or making some trades. Because if they're going to turn this around, and I'm still confident they will, there are bats in the lineup right now that just, they just can't be in the lineup. When you think about winning teams and you look at some of the players in the lineup, it just, it doesn't compute. So whether it's trades, whether it's calling guys up, the Mets need to be very aggressive here. I would say over the next couple weeks to June 1st. And by the time June 1st rolls around, you want to see this team playing its best baseball and putting out its best lineup and its best product of the year. I don't view this as a wave the white flag type of situation. They have an enormous payroll. There are enormous expectations. There is enormous frustration right now. I don't think waving the white flag and trading players off is the route I would take. Now, by making moves, you are conceding, this would be David Stearns, you are conceding that your offseason didn't go exactly to plan. Now, some of that is injury, which Stearns has to own. You know, players like Robert, players like Polanco came with an injury history. So that's part of it. But the idea of, well, if I make trades, it'll look like I had a bad offseason. Well, okay, but the team needs a spark, and they need to put out a better lineup day in and day out. So I would be, if it was me, aggressive. I would add. I would call players up, much like they got Scott in here. They're giving him an opportunity, and they got rid of Senga, essentially. Much like they've brought up Ewing. Continue to do that. Don't give up. Don't punt the year. Don't say, well, you know, next year, look at this farm system. Forget that. Teams are never, unless you are historically bad, you are the Rockies last year. You are the White Sox from a couple years ago. Unless you're those teams, you have a chance, especially in early May. It's not even Memorial Day yet. It's not June 1st yet. There is opportunity for the Mets to get back in this and get back in it quickly, especially when you consider that the starting pitching is good, but they got to score runs. And they can't have one run, lose 2-1. They got to start putting 3, 4, 5 runs on the board on a nightly basis. If they do that, they have the pitching to carry them, and all of a sudden, a team that has the record that they have right now will be flipped on its backside, and you will see a much better baseball team and a much better baseball product. So that's where I'm at right now. I'm not thinking about selling. I'm not thinking about the trade deadline or getting rid of Bichette or Peralta or any of that stuff. I'm thinking about how to improve this team because I know the one thing the Mets have on their side is time. They have time. And they have a setup in baseball where it is tough to be out of the race. And the Mets are certainly not out of that race. Look at what's going on with the Reds. They couldn't lose. Now they can't win. Look at what the Mets did last year, right? So there are so many more chapters to be written in this book. I would not, you don't like the first chapter? Don't throw the book away. Don't throw the book away. And David Stearns has an opportunity now to, hey, okay, guys I brought in had injury histories. They're hurt. Lindor got hurt. Nothing I can do about that. He's usually an Iron Man. But there is something I can do about this, and that is to be aggressive, to make moves, to bring guys up here, and try to fix what's going on with this baseball team. And I, for one, would personally commend him for that and the organization because it shows me that they're not going to quit and give up a month and a half into the year. And when you consider the expectations, they better not. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It's after hours. It is Loogie in the late night. I see everybody up there. I promise you we'll get to, we got an hour left. So we're going to take your calls for an hour straight here. Knicks, the NFL schedule being released this week. Yankees, Bichette, the Mets, the whole deal here. 1 hour left in after hours. The phone number to join the conversation, 888-808-1019. Tommy Lugauer, Loogie in the late night here on The Fan.
Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. and we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WE-SHARE. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShareHealth. We got you.